I remember not too long ago, when YouTuber and influencer Andrew Tate predicted his arrest, he stated something about some shadow forces that still resonates in my thoughts. He called them the Matrix. Tate said there are three steps to eliminate an influence that does not go along with hidden agendas or the Matrix, the world elites. First you get cancelled, then they make up a reason to put you in jail, and if that fails, they kill you. This is exactly what happened with President Trump. Everyone ridiculed him for running, then he shocked the political establishment and everyone who voted against him. First they tried to cancel him by character assassination and the Russiagate, then they prosecuted him and tried to jail him after he lost the second term, and when he decided to run again, they tried to kill him. In an unprecedented turn of events, Americans were shocked by an assassination attempt on President Donald Trump. This incident has sent ripples through the political landscape, raising questions about the stability of the current administration and its impact on the forthcoming presidential elections. The attempt on Trump's life has not only intensified the already heated political climate but has also brought to the forefront the numerous scandals and trials that have marred his presidency. President Joe Biden's response to the assassination attempt was measured and empathetic. In a national address, Biden condemned the act of violence unequivocally, emphasizing the importance of maintaining the democratic process and the rule of law. He called for unity and urged Americans to come together in this time of crisis, highlighting that violence has no place in political discourse. Biden's response was seen as a call to national unity, appealing to both Trump supporters and his own base to uphold democratic values. His measured response was aimed at stabilizing the situation and preventing further polarization. President Trump has been no stranger to controversy throughout his political career. His administration has been riddled with scandals, ranging from the investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election, the impeachment trials, allegations of obstruction of justice, and numerous accusations of financial misconduct. Most recently, Trump has faced legal battles over his business dealings and accusations of attempting to overturn the results of the 2020 election. These scandals and trials have painted a picture of a presidency mired in legal and ethical controversies, which have significantly polarized public opinion. Despite this, Trump has maintained a fervent base of supporters who view him as a champion against the so-called deep state and a disruptor of the status quo. The assassination attempt has raised numerous questions about the motivations behind such a drastic action. Was this a politically motivated attack driven by opposition to Trump's policies and rhetoric? Or was it the act of a lone individual with personal grievances? The timing of the attempt, amidst a contentious election season, adds another layer of complexity to these questions. Speculation abounds regarding whether the attempt was influenced by the numerous legal battles and scandals surrounding Trump. Some analysts suggest that the heightened rhetoric and divisive nature of Trump's politics may have contributed to an environment where such an attempt could occur. Trump's presidency has been marked by a distinct departure from traditional U.S. foreign policy. His America First doctrine, withdrawal from international agreements, and unconventional approach to diplomacy have unsettled many global leaders. Trump's unpredictability, combined with his willingness to challenge long-standing alliances and norms, has created an aura of uncertainty on the world stage. But later, everyone discovered that it was not chaos; he simply refused to engage in wars and provoke historical enemies. Instead, he met with them and his foreign policies were acceptable to the world but not to the deep state in Washington apparently. Many in the international and intelligence communities view Trump as a disruptor of the world order, challenging the status quo and upending established geopolitical strategies. His administration's stance on trade, climate change, and military alliances has often put him at odds with traditional U.S. allies. This fear of Trump's potential second term stems from concerns about further destabilization of international relations and the global economy. The assassination attempt has undoubtedly changed the dynamics of the upcoming presidential election. The incident may garner Trump a surge of sympathy and support, potentially boosting his campaign, especially after his response to the incident. One can almost predict his victory, almost. Historically, leaders who survive assassination attempts often experience a rally-around-the-flag effect, where the public unites in support of their leader. And that historic low-angle picture taken with the American flag in the background, minutes after his attempted assassination, is iconic. It expresses a posture of a strong leader, while his opponent, the sitting president, introduces Zelensky as Putin while Zelensky is standing next to him, not to mention, the robot, walk after every speech. The assassination attempt would likely generate a significant amount of media coverage, highlighting Trump's resilience and determination. This could translate into a sympathy vote, with voters feeling a sense of duty to support a president who has faced such adversity. Obviously, some forces want this man out of the picture, and they have tried the three steps so far, and failed in all of them. Democrats would need to develop a compelling counternarrative that addresses the nation's concerns while avoiding the appearance of partisanship. This could prove challenging in a highly charged political environment, and President Biden's gaffes and speeches are not helping, as he has become a cringeworthy figure to his own party and still refuses to withdraw from the elections, even when the party demanded it. The assassination attempt on President Trump has added a new dimension to an already contentious presidential election. It has highlighted the deep divisions within the country and raised critical questions about the role of political violence in modern democracy. While Trump's path to re-election is fraught with challenges, the sympathy and rallying effect following the attempt on his life could potentially bolster his chances. Ultimately, the election outcome will depend on these dark forces, the Matrix, and it's obvious that globalists find a real threat in Trump who's willing to ignite a civil war if he's not elected. Nothing is clear so far, but it seems that America is at a historical crossroads, and the question of whether to postpone the elections might arise. The Constitution does not provide a clear mechanism for postponing a presidential election, and any such move would be fraught with legal and political challenges. These are scary times for the USA and the world order that has been challenged.